Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Bob King.
Hey, LeVon, sorry about that.
Tell us, first of all, we want to talk about the Memorial Day event, but tell us about the Iowa Gold Star Military Museum. Where is it, and, you know, when can folks come and visit?
Well, the museum is actually located at Camp Dodge in what used to be the Adjutant General's headquarters until about 1994 when we moved to the new headquarters over on the east side of Beaver Drive. General Lawson was gracious enough back then to say, well, the building's empty, move the museum from there, and we had been in the basement of the chapel, actually, so it was a big upgrade for us.
Great move.
And so we had a big move then and in 94, and then about 2 years ago we completed a 18,000-square-foot addition for actual display space, and then a renovation of the rest of the building. And so in many respects, we've got a brand-new museum. And
wow.
In there we've got all kinds of artifacts, and basically what we've attempted to do, LeVon, is trace back Iowa's history back to the early days of the Iowa Territory in 1833 or so, and come forward with period displays that talk about what depict and talk about what Iowans have done in military service throughout Iowa's history.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about the museum, we've came a long, long ways and have a long way to go, because my attitude is that when you say the museum's done, well, the museum's
ongoing,
really done, because
yes.
There's always something to do, there's always something to update, and of course there's more events that happen in our history, and we're continuing to mobilize people, and they're writing new history every day.
Right. And I have some more questions about the museum, but first I want to know a little more about you, Bob, because I think that your background really connects you to all of this history of the museum and the things that go in it.
Well, I enlisted in the Iowa National Guard as a private in the 186th Military Police Company in November of 1968. I began in 1970. I was offered a full-time job, and I did that until I retired in 2004. So during that time I spent 6 years enlisted, and then just had a myriad of various officer assignments until I retired. I retired as a full colonel in 2004, and spent the last 15 years of my career as the Iowa National Guard spokesman and public affairs officer.
Very good. So you have lots of information stored there in your brain, as well as stored in the museum.
And interestingly, I've been on the board of directors or involved in the museum since about the mid-80s. So
mm-hmm.
A lot of involvement with the museum. I'm the vice president of the board of directors, and I just really care a lot about what the museum does.
Mm-hmm.
We collect a lot of artifacts that, come from families. We preserve them. They're, when things come in, they're cataloged properly by the archivist and put away. And then, every once in a while, he'll need this or need that to work on it, put together a new display. And so, we're here to tell a story. And what I really want to emphasize to listeners is it's not just strictly an Iowa National Guard museum, because it's a museum dedicated to all Iowans who have served in war or peace, regardless of the branch, regardless of what the time period was. And we really want to tell everybody's story, and I think we do a pretty good job of that.
So if folks want to come see you, how do they find you? How do they find the museum?
Well, if they from Atlantic come in on Interstate 80 and come up around on 3580 to the you can do it two different ways. You can either get off at Merle Hay Road, or
mm-hmm.
you can get off at the 86th Street exit, and either one of those has signage that gets you up to Northwest 70th Avenue and the museum. Actually, you get to Camp Dodge, there's two entrances. You need to come in the main gate, which is on the south side of Post, entering off of Northwest 70th Avenue on the north side of Johnston. And the security guards will ask to see some type of photo ID, and then if you either follow the signs or just ask the security guard where the museum is. They will get you there.
Okay.
And we're open Monday through Saturday from about 8:30 until 4:30. Free admission. Don't charge anything to come and see it. And we have a lot of visitors. Last year, I think over 30,000 visitors last year came to the museum. On Memorial Day last year, grand total of about 3,500 people came on Memorial Day, which we thought was really neat. And what I'm the operations officer that puts the event together on Memorial Day, and this is the fifth year we've done this. And what I feel really good about is looking at the group that comes. You know, it's not just old people, that are interested in finding, something about their family members or just seeing this. There's a lot of young families that are bringing young kids. There's a lot of young married couples that come. There's, a lot of teenagers, a lot of people. Basically, it's the full array of ages.
So give us early to old that
actually are interested in the history of Iowa and come out to be a big piece of it.
That's great. Give us a few more details about the Memorial Day event. Who can come in it? I heard you say, most everybody. But what's actually happening for this special event on Memorial Day?
Well, let me just give you a little brief history.
Okay.
We started doing this because we were told that nobody knew anything about the museum and didn't know where it was, didn't know what we did, and why would I want to go if I didn't even know it was out there? So I had an idea one day, and I said, I know how to rectify that. So I went to school with Van Harden at WHO Radio, and I called Van. I said, Van, I never, on Memorial Day, you don't go, do an off-site broadcast. I said, how would you like to come out to the museum? So for the fifth year in a row, they are going to broadcast in there. So at 4:59, they sign on the air, and for the next 4 hours, we do a program from 6 to 9. We're going to have, free breakfast items. But in the course of that, a lot of interviews with, the board president, some of our veterans, the sergeants major, Congressman Boswell is scheduled to come. Governor's coming to not only do an interview but to sign a proclamation in support of veterans. There's a flyover by an antique airplane. The salute gun's fired, taps are played, and Van does the sign-off, and that's the program.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, it's probably one of the fastest 4 hours that I ever put in the course of the entire year.
And breakfast, I understand, is 6 to 9, but come and see the museum and just enjoy visiting with folks. Just lots
and
going
the museum,
on there.
And it's going to be open longer than that, actually. That's when the actual program is. But the museum will be open until about 4 o'clock that afternoon.
So you can spend the day.
Yeah, come and spend the day.
Okay.
Come and go. And there'll be a number of reenactors from there's a group of Civil War reenactors that do a really, really, really good job. They come nearly every year. The World War II reenactors do a nice job. There's a group that represents World War I. The 186th Military Police Company, my old unit, is bringing a new armored security vehicle that people can see and a couple other pieces of equipment. So a little hands-on there.
Okay. Well, more than we can talk about, Bob. So
great.
Get on over to Camp Dodge on Memorial Day and spend the day, get breakfast. And we want to thank you very much for bringing this information to us, Bob King, retired colonel with the Iowa National Guard. Till next time, here's a thought. Harriet Naylor said, I believe that democracy can survive if volunteering survives.